timer. Can we start?
Sanjeev?
Yes,
Sanjeev,
ma'am.
No timer is being displayed.
Oh, shall we start?
I guess it's been shared by my team and the timer is going on. 30 seconds left to go live.
Yeah, I can see.
No, we can't see it.
Okay, I'll give a count when it comes to 5 because it's already started, ma'am.
Okay.
Five, four, three, two, one. We are live.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I welcome all the members, the directors, auditors of the company, and other dignitaries present to this 28th AGM of Welspun Enterprise Limited being held through the to this video conference. I hope that you and your family and colleagues are well and continuing to take the measure necessary to stay safe and healthy. Members, may please note that this meeting is being recorded, and the recording and the transcript of this meeting shall be uploaded on the website of the company as soon as possible. I now advise the company secretary to confirm that requisite quorum is present for this meeting.
Dear sir, the requisite quorum is present for the meeting.
Friends, as the requisite quorum is present, I declare that the meeting is in order. Dear members, I'm glad to introduce to you my fellow directors on the board who are present today in this meeting. We have Mr. Mohan Tandon, the lead independent directors and the chairman of the audit committee and the nomination and remuneration committee, and members of the share transfer, investor grievance and stakeholder relationship committee, as well as ESG and CSR committees.
Good morning, all the
Dr.
members.
Dr. Anoop Kumar Mittal, an independent director and member of the nomination and remuneration committee and the risk management committee. Dipali Goenka, an non-executive director and member of ESG and CSR committee. Dr. Aruna Sharma, an independent director and the chairperson of the share transfer, investor grievance and stakeholder relationship committee and the ESG and CSR committee, and the member of the audit committee. Mr. Sudhir Mittal, an independent director. Rajesh Mandaiwala, a non-executive director. Sandeep Garg, MD and the member of the ESG and the CSR committee and the risk management committee. Dear members, we also have Sri Sanjay Kumar Sultania, CFO, and Priya Pakare, company secretary and compliance officer of the company, present in this meeting. Further, we have a representative of auditors of the company also present in this meeting today. I am thankful to everyone for attending this meeting. Dear member, in view of continuing COVID-19 pandemic, the regulator have permitted holding of the general meeting via video conferencing or other audio-visual mode without the physical attendance of the members at the general meeting venue, and therefore I'm thankful to the regulator for this relaxation. You must be aware the facility to appoint proxy is not available for this meeting. Please also note the registrar of directors shareholding and the other statutory registrars are open for inspection of the members, and you can contact the company secretary if you wish to inspect any kind of records or register. As the notice conveying this 28th annual general meeting and the auditor's report along with the audited financial statement for the years ended March 31st have been circulated to the members and are available on the website of the company and the stock exchanges, I take the notice and the auditor report as read. I now proceed to say a few words on the business performances and then to transact the business as per the agenda given in this notice. At Welspun Enterprises, we take great pride in the fact that our business is focused on improving the infrastructure of the nation in a meaningful way. Towards that end, the financial year 21-22 has been a year of steady progress with accelerated execution across the projects. I am pleased to share with you that during the year under review, your company stayed the course through several challenges which are from external factors and continue to execute its strategy as per the business plan. Consequently, on a consolidated basis, revenue for the year stood at 1,401 crore and EBITDA stood at 323 crore, which is higher than the EBITDA of 306 crore reported for the preceding financial year. This implies an expansion of EBITDA margin from 18.3% in FY21 to 20.5% in FY22. More importantly, the company's order book remained strong at the end of the year under review and has further expanded significantly on the back of fresh order wins over the course of the past few months. At the end of the current fiscal first quarter, the order book stood at rupees 11,900 crore, which is ever highest in the history of the company. A key contributor to the growth in the company's order book is a contract awarded by MCGM, Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai, for the Dharavi Wastewater Treatment Facility project. This is our single highest or the largest order with a total consideration of rupees 4,636 crores. Inclusive of GST, and I'm particularly happy to note that with this project, we will be one of the largest waste treatment facilities in India. Welspun Enterprise will make an important contribution to Swachh Mumbai journey and also strengthens the Swachh Maharashtra and Swachh Bharat mission. Our execution of this project would be in line with our intent to make a visible contribution to the nation building. This large order provides good visibility for sustainable growth going ahead and also reflects the quantitative shift in your company's order book with the average contract value no exceeding rupees 2,000 crores. As you would be already aware, in another key development, your company also successfully executed definitive agreement with one of the world's largest global fund focused on quality and return to monetize some of its assets. We are currently in the process of seeking customary and regulatory approval for that. This is in line with our intent to establish a differentiated asset-light business model. The proposed exit will further strengthen your company's balance sheet, enabling it to be further ready and capitalize on the attractive opportunities emerging in the infrastructure sector. It is very encouraging to observe that your company's development portfolio has also been progressing well, with 6 projects achieving provisional commercial operational date or commercial operations date, and those are now revenue generating. I take great pride in sharing that 2 of your company's projects, namely Mukarba Chowk to Panipat and the Chikli Tarsod HAM road projects, were inaugurated and dedicated to the nation earlier this year. And I am particularly pleased about the superior quality of our delivery that is second to none. And here I would like to mention that while dedicated Chikli Tarsod project to the nation, the Honorable Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highway, Sri Gadkari ji, applauded its quality. And he mentioned this is one of the world-class projects we have built in India. And not only world-class, but within the, which was stuck for so many years, has been completed now, which you will agree reflects Welspun commitments to world-class deliveries in whatever we undertake across the company and across the Welspun group. I would like to call out some of our prestigious projects where execution is in full swing, such as Antasamariya 6-laning road project that also includes one of the widest extra dosed bridge on the Ganga River, the Varanasi-Aurangabad National Highway number 2 project that spans the state of Uttar Pradesh and Bihar, and the UP Jal Jeevan Mission project that is part of the government's Har Ghar Nal Se Jal scheme of providing drinking water or potable water across water access to all particularly in the villages. On the organizational front, the company has inducted Mr. Sandeep Garg as Managing Director, who brings substantial experience and expertise to the table. As an added advantage, he has been a smooth transition given his long-standing association with the company in the past. I'm sure all of you will join me in wishing him all the best as he leads the business on its growth trajectory. Looking ahead, if you see going forward, your company has demonstrated remarkable agility and resilience in the face of headwinds such as the consecutive waves of the pandemic, supply chain disruptions, and more recently, unprecedented inflationary pressure. We have seen all the commodity prices, whether steel, cement, you know, all-time high. This has resulted in a good. This has created a lot of pressure on the execution side, but still the management and the team has done a good work, and overall resulted in a good execution as well. If you see the robust order book, which reflects our selective approach towards evaluating and pursuing attractive opportunities with significant contribution from the project across the segment of roads, water and wastewater. With a strengthened balance sheet, an exceptional team focus on operational excellence and a differentiation asset-light business model, we have the potential to create long-term value for all the stakeholders while adhering to the highest standard on the ESG front, that is environmental, social and governance. Just to conclude, as a contributor to tomorrow's India, I take great satisfaction in knowing that our action creates downstream value for the people of our country, bringing smile on their faces by way of improved road and water infrastructure. I am immensely grateful to all those who are enabling us in our journey and wish to thank the members of our board, our partners, employees, customers, government agencies, and all other stakeholders for their encouragement and support. We remain committed to operational excellence and sustainable growth, and I firmly believe that best is yet to come for your company. Thank you. Now I request Company Secretary to explain the resolution to the members.
Thank you, sir. Dear members, you must be aware we had provided remote e-voting facility from 9 a.m. on Friday, August 26, 2022 to 5 p.m. on Sunday, August 28, 2022. Still, if any of you have not participated in the remote e-voting, will get an opportunity to cast vote. Such members are requested to visit the website of NSDL and go to voting page to cast their vote while the meeting continues. The electronic voting facility shall close after 15 minutes from the conclusion of this meeting. Since the meeting is held through video conferencing, there will be no proposing and seconding of the resolutions by the members. The company has appointed Mr. Mihen Halani, proprietor of Mrs. Mihen Halani and Associates, practicing company secretaries, as the scrutinizer to scrutinize the electronic voting and the remote e-voting process. Dear members, there are 12 resolutions proposed for approval by the members at this annual general meeting. Resolution number 1, as an ordinary resolution for adoption of the audited financial statements for the financial year ended March 31, 2022, and the report of the directors and the auditors thereon. There are no qualifications in the report of the statutory auditor as well as in the secretarial auditor report issued by the secretarial auditors. Resolution number 2, as an ordinary resolution for declaration of dividend at the rate of 15%, that is ₹1.50 per equity share. The record date was July 1, 2022. Resolution number 3, as an ordinary resolution for reappointment of Mr. Rajesh Mandaiwala, who retires by rotation and being eligible, offers himself for reappointment. Brief resume of Mr. Mandaiwala is given in the notice of the meeting. Mr. Mandaiwala, being the appointee and shareholder, is deemed to be concerned and interested in this resolution. Resolution number 4, as an ordinary resolution for revision in remuneration of Messrs. MGB and Company LLP, Chartered Accountants, as the statutory auditors of the company. Resolution number 5, as an ordinary resolution for appointment of Mr. Sandeep Garg as director of the company. Resolution number 6, as a special resolution for appointment of Mr. Sandeep Garg as the managing director of the company. Brief resume of Mr. Garg is given in the notice of the meeting. Mr. Garg, being the appointee and shareholder, is deemed to be concerned and interested in resolution numbers 5 and 6. Resolution number 7, as a special resolution for authority to raise funds up to rupees 900 crore through private placement for the purposes and on the terms and conditions mentioned in the notice of the meeting. Resolution number 8, as a special resolution for approval of Wellspun Enterprises Employee Benefit Scheme 2022. Resolution number 9, as a special resolution for approval of grant under Wellspun Enterprises Employee Benefit Scheme 2022 to the employees of the group companies, including subsidiary companies or its associate in India or outside India. Resolution number 10, as a special resolution for approval to Wellspun Enterprises Employee Welfare Trust for the acquisition of equity shares by way of secondary acquisition under Wellspun Enterprises Employee Benefit Scheme 2022. Resolution number 11, as a special resolution for approval for provision of money by the company for purchase of its own shares by the trust or trustees for the benefit of employees under Wellspun Enterprises Employee Benefit Scheme 2022. More details about the scheme and the trust are given in the notice of the meeting. Resolution number 12, as an ordinary resolution for ratification of fees of rupees 2.75 lakh per annum payable to Messrs. Kiran J. Mehta, Cost Accountants, for their appointment as cost auditors of the company for the financial year 22-23. Except as mentioned in the notice, none of the directors or key managerial personnel of the company or their relatives may be deemed to be concerned or interested financially or otherwise in the resolutions mentioned in the notice. Dear Chairman, sir, over to you.
Friends, know that the resolutions and the procedure for voting has been explained. I request the member to proceed to cast their votes. In the meanwhile, we shall answer the queries received from the various members. I now request the Managing Director to answer the questions received from the shareholders or the members.
Sir, I would read out the questions so far received from the members. The first question states, what is the update on Actis transaction?
Good morning. A few of you may be aware, the definitive agreements for the transaction were signed in the month of June 2022. Currently, we are in the process of getting various condition precedents complied with. The CPs are primarily approvals from various lenders and the NHAI/PWD authority. We believe that this phase should be over by October 2022.
What is the next question?
The next question is, what are the projects divested and what are remaining projects?
So the projects under divestment of this deal with Actis are 5 HAM projects, namely Delhi Meerut Expressway, Gagalheri Saharanpur Yamuna Nagar or GSY, Chutmalpur Ganeshpur Roorkee Gagalheri CGRG, Chikli Tarsaur or CTHPL, Amravati Akola packages AM2, and one BOT project, namely Mukarba Chowk Panipat or MCP. With the divestment of these 5 HAM projects and one BOT project, the balanced road portfolio will consist of 2 HAM projects, namely Anta Simaria or ASRP, and Satanathapuram, Nagapattinam or SNRP. One additional EPC project which is in the portfolio is Varanasi Aurangabad project. On the water side, we will have the UP-JJM Rural Water Supply Project in UP and the Dharavi STP project in Maharashtra.
The next question is, are there any plans for further capital raising and what is the current liquidity situation?
So, in terms of the liquidity situation, with the Actis deal coming through, where we expect the inflow to be in the ranges of 2,600 crores, the company has adequate liquidity to deal with its current obligations and future growth. In terms of the equity commitment for the future projects that we have, the balance equity commitment as on 31st of March 2022 was 203 crores. The current capital is adequate for the future business going forward.
The next question is, can you share any update on our investments in oil and gas assets?
So, in the oil and gas assets, at this point in time, our exposure is about 400 crores at the end of FY22. The two major projects that are, namely the Mumbai block or MBOSN 2005/2 and B9 are in the FDP stage, where we expect the FDP to be concluded in Q4 of FY23. The expected resources are to the tune of 600 billion cubic feet.
Next question is, what is the likely consideration amount from the Actis transaction? How will the proceeds of the Actis transaction be utilized?
So, just to state what I stated earlier, we expect the cash flows to be in the range of 2,600 crores to the company by the Actis deal. This money will be used for making the company debt-free at the parent company level. And the rest of the money will be used to support the existing order book of about 12,000 crores and future growth.
Our revenue in financial year 22 is lower than financial year 21. What factors do we attribute this to and what is the look ahead for financial year 23?
So our revenue of FY22 stood at 1,307 crores, which was about 103 crores below the FY2021 revenue. The main reason for this downward trend were the farmer agitation, which blocked one of our major projects, the NGT bans on a few of our projects because of the consideration of environment, delayed start of the additional work order on the Varanasi Aurangabad or VRP project, and delayed finalization of bid project cost on SNRP, so which the projects could not be taken off. However, all these issues have now been addressed, which reflect in the Q1 financial results of the current year. The revenue reported was 675 crores, which was almost 96% higher than when compared to the corresponding year on a quarterly basis. We are expecting that the revenue would be substantially higher than the corresponding previous year for the FY23.
How do you view the scenario for new order flow from NHAI?
So, as we see, the NHAI project awarding for the FY22 was in the ranges of 6,000 kilometers. We expect the NHAI pipeline, which is declared of about 15,000 kilometers for the next 2 years, for the Bharatmala Phase 1, to be awarded going forward. The main models that the NHAI is likely to use are EPC and HAM. So we will look at these options. However, our preferred option is HAM. NHAI has been looking at certain changes to the HAM model of the previous years. One of the good things that they have done is that they have linked the O&M cost to the BPC bid by the concessionaire. So the only parameter of evaluation now going forward will be the bid project cost, which is a good decision. We also understand that there are certain minor modifications in the evaluation criteria being considered in the by NHAI. Post these changes, we will be looking at the risk-reward mechanism and accordingly be bidding for the NHAI projects. As far as the water is concerned, I am quite happy to state that we have built a substantial order book on the water segment. I am also very optimistic about the order book for the water segment going forward, primarily because of the push from the government on the water supply and clean environment requirements. We are well poised for these opportunities, and I expect the order book to become healthier for water going forward.
The next question is, what was the balance equity commitment for existing projects as on 31st March 2022? What is it now, say as on 30th June 2022?
As I mentioned, the equity commitment for the projects in hand on the HAM as well as the BOT project stood at about 200 crores. To be precise, 203 crores at the end of FY22. As of 30th June 2022, it is approximately 175 crores.
The next question is, are we seeing some softening up of raw material prices? How do you expect the margin profile to behave over the next year?
So we are seeing some softening in the commodity prices, in the raw materials, which is a good news. Now, going forward, if the commodity price cycle remains soft, we expect the financials to improve, primarily based on the commodity pricing. As well as the substantial increase in our revenue for FY23 on year-on-year basis.
That's all, sir, for questions from the shareholders. If any member has any question or needs any clarification on the performance of the company, he or she can write to the company secretary. Chairman, sir, hand over to you.
No, I now authorize the company secretary to conduct the voting procedures. Results of the voting will be announced on or before August 31st, 22, and the same will be communicated to the stock exchanges and will be available on the website of the company and their depositories. With that, I would like to once again thank the member and my colleagues on the board and other dignitaries and conclude this 28th AGM of the company. Thank you very much for joining this meeting. Thank you.
On behalf of all the attendees, thanks to the chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.